What is going on, y'all? Welcome to the Huey Cast, the Huey Show, whatever I feel like calling this. It is your boy Huey, also known as Devious, also known as Caleb, which is my government. Welcome to the show, first and foremost. If you don't know who I am, my name is Caleb, but a lot of people call me Huey. The name itself comes from the Boondocks, also known, with the main character Huey, voiced by Gina. You know what I mean? It's one of my favorite characters. But, this podcast is gonna be whatever in the world I feel like having it be. I mean, there's gonna be certain times where we talk about, sports. There's gonna be certain times to where we talk about anime, science. Very rarely will we ever talk about politics and religion, because it's just a slippery slope. And, as I always say, both parties are really trying to get what they want, for their own means, so really neither party is looking for your best interest. But as they say, in certain situations you gotta choose between two evils. But this podcast, like I said, we're gonna sometimes have guests. I really don't expect to have a co-star. If I do have a co-star, then hey, that's dope. I like that. But if we don't, then it is what it is, and we're gonna keep it rolling. But the first thing I will talk about, look, I'm a big NBA fan, big NFL fan. If you haven't picked that up from the other podcast I've been on, which is the Cheddar Cast and the Untitled and Unfiltered, or any of the Cheddar Cast yearly round reviews, I'm a big NBA fan, big NFL fan. Knicks and Giants, So, we're going to talk about that first. I'm going to start off with sports. Look, the NBA's, we're about to go into the play-ins. It's going to be Lakers versus Timberwolves, which I think is funny, because the Timberwolves, to me, I thought they were going to be a more better team. I was hoping Rudy could, structure their defense just a little bit more, would hold them down the paint. But he's been selling, and they gave up all them picks for him. Well, they have, a lot of picks. I can tell you that a lot of players, players that could, that if they were on their team now, they'd probably be a playoff team. But because they tried to rush the process with Rudy, it's not, especially with after he punched his teammate on the bench, which to me, it wasn't really a punch. It was more of an aggressive shove. I mean, was his fist balled? Yeah, so you gotta call it spade to spade, but I don't see it in this day and era. Rudy's game has kind of like phased out. It's kind of like a Whiteside. Like Hassan Whiteside, known for his snatch blocking, known for taking the ball right out of the sky, but dude can never really get it right on the offensive end. And you could argue it was because of the way the Heat was playing. Okay, fair enough. But his game just didn't translate well to the modern NBA. Like players like Brook Lopez, Jonas Valanciunas, they've kind of translated better and more overall, because I'm not saying they're perfect jump shooters, but Brook Lopez is shooting phenomenal from three, but he's changed his game from what he used to be, which is a back to the basket post down the block, to now being just a corner 3-and-D specimen. That boy is I think he averages almost 2 blocks a game or some shit like that. But, yeah, speaking on them, the Timberwolves are just, if they had just kept their team structured the way it was, gave them some more time to gel, I'm not saying they would have been a championship contender, that's not what I'm saying. I don't think they would have been in the finals, but they might have been in a better area, and they still have a future. They gave up a lot of their future for Rudy. Just for that dude to not, he's most likely going to miss the play-ins, because he punched the shit out of his teammate on the bench. That's one. But it's just not a good look. I mean, they're trying to make it work. Cat and Ant have, especially Ant stepped up on the defense, and that's kind of what I wanted. His inconsistency on the defensive end showed at certain times last year, but now that man's balling. I think he had 4 steals. It was either 4 blocks and 5 steals or 4 blocks and 5 steals. Or it was 4 steals and 5 blocks. But that man's been balling recently. He's been hooping. He's actually surprised me. So has Brunson, but that's another topic. The ones I want to talk about is the Lakers. Now, the Lakers and Clippers, right? Oh my y'all. I need a quick little sip of ginger ale. See, I have no beef with Russell. I actually like Russell. I think Russell is, guaranteed to go into the Hall of Fame, average a triple double for like 3 or 4 seasons. Great player. However, it's his tendency to get out of control that I feel like is gonna be the main thing that stops the Clippers from advancing with him. I can maybe see them making out the first round. Actually, wait, they play the Suns, right? Well, if the Suns aren't that good, and somehow, some way, Kate, and I do not wish this on them because I actually like watching them play. If Katie or Book or Chris Paul goes down, that's a massive game changer. Ayton's already not really bowling consistently to my standard. One day he'd give you 25 and 15, and then the next day he can give you 10 and 8. Like, that's just not a good look, especially for what they signed him for. I thought they weren't going to sign. I thought they were going to let him walk, but they kept him. You could easily use that money to get you a solid yeah, you could have got yourself 2 bigs, or you could have put more depth to your bench, but I don't think they expected to get him. I think they expected to get him and keep him and get KD. I don't think they expected that, but now they're in a potential playoff run, but their injury tendency is just not the best for me personally. But back to the Clippers. I have no issue with Russell. No issue at all. I just cannot stand. He has a tendency to try to do too much. And there's nothing wrong with trying to be the hero, but you gotta make sure you don't sell trying to be the hero at the same time. Because I've seen that man do some great things. I've seen, like I said, averaging a triple double, playing with Harden. Now, unfortunately, they lost, but I really don't blame that to them. That was a bubble, and I don't think they had the best overall lineup, I would say. They really didn't have a big like that. They were trying to have PJ Tucker at like 6'7" or 6'6" running the center. I didn't find the appeal behind it, and especially now that he's on the Clippers, I don't think he was the right person for the Clippers because before they got him, they were at a better seating compared to what they're at now. But like I said, I want to see Kawhi get another ring, even though he might not at this point. His knees are getting weaker and weaker by the season. They're already pretty weak as it is, ever since he tore that ACL in the bubble. You know what I mean? So I don't see them going far. I think the Suns could definitely beat them. The Lakers. The Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. Now, they saved their season getting rid of Russ. And I think everybody knew it wasn't the most appropriate fit for his style of play. He needs the ball a lot. And there's nothing wrong with being with two ball dominant guards or forwards needing the ball. You can actually split it down the way pretty easily, just running pick and rolls. But the issue that you come into contact with is the fact that Russell, I mean, can he shoot the corner? Yes, he can. I'm not gonna say that he can't. I think at one point Russell was shooting like 40, high 40 from the right three or from the left three. However, like I said before, he's high turnovers and he's not the same person that he once was with OKC. Yeah, he's getting older. You can't, as they say, you can't really stop fathers. Even LeBron's starting to see it with his injuries. He used to be more of an Iron Man. Now, would he, of course, take some games off? Yes. Sometimes star players take games off. But to say that LeBron wasn't an Iron Man until recently, until like he was 36, 37, 38, well, you'd be a fool. Because that man, like I said, he did take games off. The Spurs, everyone did. Load managing has been around for a lot longer than what people have been thinking. But now they can't just say, oh, they're taking rest, or at least they're not supposed to. I think the league banned that in like 2017, 2018. If, I think, there's a Bleacher Report article posted about it. That's why most players don't get listed as rest. They usually get listed as like some kind of injury, whether it be the ankle, the finger, the foot. The whole 9 yards, they might rest them. But now we're going to talk about The team that I care about the most, because, like I said, I'm not really a Lakers fan. I don't keep up with them. I just, I keep my eye on them. Same thing with the Grizzlies. Grizzlies is the case with Ja Morant. Ja, great little player. I like him. I've been watching him since his rookie season. He's a baller. But, hopefully that's the whole gun situation, because that could have been way worse. He came up in the right league. Because in Silver's league, they told him go to rehab for like 2 weeks. I don't know what 2 weeks is supposed to do. They told him go to rehab for 2 weeks, let that bitch air out for a little bit, and then they brought him back. But if this was on the other commissioner's league, that man would have been out like the whole season into the next season, and it came back halfway through the season, and he probably would have been fined and would have had to cut them dreads or them locks. Which is unfortunate. I think that there were certain players that were hindered by the previous commissioner's hold on the league, but I don't blame him, because if you look at the 70s and 80s and even the 60s, there was a lot of mischievous things going on in the league. A lot of crack, a lot of cocaine, a lot of hard drugs that would not fly today. They would get caught right away, red flag, right on their drug test. But I don't know why. I know Adam Silver is the current. Do I have my phone on me? I don't think. Oh, there's my phone. I gotta see this. I know Silver is the commissioner of the current league, but who is the? Oh my God, it's killing me. I gotta hit the Googles, y'all. I apologize. Let me see something. NBA. Let me see. David Stern. If David Stern was the commissioner, oh my God, that man, like I said, Agent Zero is the perfect case of doing too much, trying to, keep a certain image when he didn't have to. And I think even he knows now, he kind of ruined his career. Because Gilbert Arenas could have been the one, man. I think if they put more pieces around him, he could have went to the. I'm not saying he could have been far, but he could have definitely had a better playoffs run than what he had, especially against LeBron and them, because LeBron was on a mission. Dude took up took not Maurice. I can't remember his name. See, the second I get off the podcast or I take a break, that's when I'm gonna know his name. He took a team full of bums to the damn finals and almost won. But yeah, like I was saying before, so I apologize once again for losing topic. The Lakers saved their season, getting rid of Russ, who really wasn't their best. Not that Russ isn't a good player, he just didn't fit the dynamic of the team. With what they were trying to do, like I said, he needs the ball in his hands, and you've seen it with the Clippers now. The more he gets the ball, the better he plays overall. However, once Paul George comes back, which he probably will come back, it's not going to be as simple. Not just that, the Clippers coach Tyronn Lue, he's starting to pull him out. He's like, "Hey, listen, you start wilding out. You start getting two or three turnovers back to back. We're gonna pull you," and they pull him quick. Never forget when right after they got rid of Black from the Cavs, I think it was, Tyronn Lue was running up a play. LeBron was like, "Let me see." I think it was him. It could have been Kyrie or somebody else on the Cavs bench. He was like, "LeBron, I got this. Don't worry about this. I got this." Like he was telling LeBron James, the one player that might have better IQs than certain coaches. He was telling him to say, "Nah, you need to relax," which I get it. As a coach, you gotta put your place in the team dynamic that I am the coach, and you guys do have to listen to me somewhat, because those are grown men. Realistically, they're grown men, so they're gonna have their own unique, diverse ways of doing it.
Oh, excuse me.
Let's see. I think I talked enough about the Lakers. Or actually, there's one person I gotta talk about, and that's Anthony Davis. LeBron's 38. He's getting old. He's not gonna be able to fight for all the time forever. We've seen certain players do it for a long time. Vince Young. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar playing till he's 42. You know, we've seen a lot of players do it, but eventually he's gonna get to the point to where even he's like, hey, you know, AD, you gotta. I'm not saying AD's not a top five player, because when he's balling, he's balling. You know, I always tell people, I can't remember what it was, either he can be a Hakeem, or he can be the dude off the he can be like a more advanced Josh Smith. I can't remember who the fuck it was. He's on the Hawks. I just can't remember what his name was, but we were saying sometimes he can be Hakeem, and then other times he could be like just a better Josh Smith. Well, that's a fucking rude. But AD does have to start playing more consistent, because it. I don't think it. You know, I think they threw him in that top 75 a little quick, because like I said, sometimes he could be a top 75 player. That man could give you like 35, 40 points, 10, 15 rebounds, two blocks. You know, he'll do his thing, and he'll ball. And then he'll be aggressive. He'll be in the post. He'll ask for the ball. He'll take you off the midy. He'll take you from the three. He don't let him get close to that rack, because he's gonna finish it if he doesn't get hurt. And we don't ever want players getting hurt. But yeah, I mean, you know, he just has to be more consistent. I feel like that's what everybody has wanted from him. Consistency. They have no issue with his talent. His talent is great. Even I can't sit here and lie. His AD is talented. He's probably one of the most talented players. He's probably more talented than what Giannis is. Just that Giannis has a bigger battery that the game has never seen. That man will run for the whole game. No issues. I remember that knee injury that would have taken most players out. That man kept playing. I think they gave him a few shots or something. That's neither here nor there. You feel me? I think he definitely got a shot or something. They said, "Listen, we need you to get up out there," and that man got a ring. But sorry, I just had to take a drink. I look at the Lakers like this. They can definitely beat the Timberwolves. Oh man, I don't know who they play if they beat the Timberwolves. I don't think it's the Nuggets. I think it's another young team. I don't think it's the Grizzlies. What? They beat what, the 8th seed? Nice 7th seed? 7th 8th seed? Let me see. We're about to hit this Google's up. I should have had this already up and shit like that. Okay, so they will play the Grizzlies. I can actually see them being the Grizzlies. Not gonna lie, I could see them beating the Grizzlies. And now I don't see them beating. Well, Golden State could beat the Sacramento Kings. They could win at home. They could win those two games, but I don't see them winning any away games. That's been the greatest issue. Is away. Miami's facing the Hawks. Either Trae Young's gonna have 45 or he's gonna have 10 points. It's gonna be one of two, because them boys, last time they put that lock and key on that dude, he couldn't do nothing. He didn't have no help. Toronto plays the Bulls. Okay, Toronto might win that. That's gonna be a close one. OKC versus Pelicans. I got that. Ooh. OKC doesn't really have any playoff experience. I'm gonna give that to the Pelicans, but I think the Nuggets is gonna dog walk the Pelicans. Probably a gentleman sweep. They're gonna win one game. You should always be able to at least win one game. Like I said, Clippers versus Suns. I got the Suns in that, unless KD or Boogie gets hurt, because they're known to get hurt at the most inopportune times. Now this, all right. The Cleveland Cavs versus my Knicks. You know, talent wise, the Cavs should win. The Cavs have more talent than the Knicks. I don't think RJ is going to show up. You know, I've been asking for a trade of RJ, not because I hate the dude. I really don't have no issue. It's just he's not a good second option. You know, and you could say Jalen Brunson's one, Randall's two, But RJ as the third option, his defense, you know, sometimes he could be a great defender. Other times he can be a little shaky. We've seen him get crossed up. We've seen him get lost on defense sometimes. Not all the time, but definitely sometimes. And as your main defender, you know, or you're supposed to be the number one main defender. He's pretty much supposed to be a, what's his face? Warriors. Oh my God. The fact that I am forgetting player names is crazy. It's also pretty late at night when I'm recording this, so it could be that too. But let me see. Hold on. Andrew Wiggins. He could be the Andrew Wiggins. You know, sometimes showing out, giving you 20, 30 points. And the other night doing the dirty work, steals, rebounds, you know, locking up their best offensive player, giving them some issues. But I just don't see that happening from RJ. I don't see it. Quickly's balling out. What's-his-face has been on a tandem, I think, a few times. Obi Toppin. I think Obi Toppin's been having like 30 points a game. But they haven't played against the other bench teams, other bench players. They haven't really played against the starters. But they do have that experience. They do have that playoff experience. You know, I'm not going to say the Cavs don't. They do have Mitchell, who's been pretty deep in the playoffs, I think. I think they made, was it the semis I think they made? The semi-Western conferences? I don't think they made the Western, though. Unless I'm mistaken. I don't think they ever made the Western Conference Finals with Mitchell and the Jazz and Rudy. That bomb. No disrespect. I'm not saying he, look, he's what, a 2-3-time Defensive Player of the Year. But there was times where I felt like it could have been argued that it could have went to other people. But I think the Cavs overall, I could see them beating my Knicks. And that would definitely hurt because, you know, the issue with being, you know, a playoff team is that you have to make a deep playoff run every year. Because if you don't, you know, when you get your draft chances, they're not often high. They're often pretty low. They're often in the lower. And I'm not in this generation recently. A lot of undrafted second round picks have been going crazy. Jordan Poole, Joker, Giannis, I think, was a first round pick, so we cannot use Giannis. Draymond Green. There's been numerous players that have actually been drafted in the second round that have come through and just balled out. But it's not that often that you get, you know, a generational talent or a talent that brings you to that next level. It's just not often. And you got to call a spade a spade. So that's the issue. And I don't want my Knicks to be a team that's always in the playoffs but can never go anywhere. Because if we can never go anywhere, well, we can't build on our future. And if we can't build on our future, we go right back into being the 2019-2020, 2021-2022 Knicks. And that wasn't the best, you know, time to be a Knick. Because there was a lot of antics, a lot of dramatics, a lot of, you know, Randall not being the best leader. And that's why, even though I thought at the time we overpaid for Brunson, because Brunson, you know, $100 million for a dude that, you know, he showed out in the playoffs. But $100 million at the time, I just couldn't see it. I thought we could have gotten for like $80 million. But he's been balling. So, how can I critique a guy that has been hooping? You know, he's had his few injury problems, but this is the end of the season. There's a lot of injuries going on. Minor injuries that might need people to rehab for 2 or 3 weeks and then they come back, you know, for playoffs, whatever. As long as we don't get another, you know, KD trying to come back to play in the finals. I get it, it's the finals, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But that's why he tore his Achilles. I still think, you know, the Warriors medical staff did him wrong, but they did what they had to. The Nuggets. No problem with Joker. No problem with Murray. It's just something about that team. I just don't have the confidence in them to make it far. I don't have the confidence in them to make it to the finals. I think, you know, not to discredit them, but if the Lakers get into the playoffs, I could see them giving them issues, respectfully. The Lakers, the Warriors, well, not really the Warriors, the Suns. I don't think the one in the three, the one in the three might play. The Kings could probably beat them. I there's just teams which I could see potentially beating the Nuggets, and that's no hate towards them. They're a great team. Joker had an MVP-esque season. I do think MB should get it. I do. Because Embiid's been bowling. Giannis has also been bowling. Jason Tatum's also been bowling. But his team has just been inconsistent. I think they fell out the 2 seed into the 3 seed, unless I'm mistaken. Yeah, see? Oh, no. I'm lying. They're still the 2 seed. How come I'm not seeing them? Oh, okay. So they play either Hawks or Miami. Miami could beat them. I can see Miami beating them, but definitely not the Hawks. I think the Hawks are gonna give them, or I think the Hawks are gonna get spanked. Dog walk. Let me not say dog walk, but it's definitely gonna be gentleman's sweep. I never expect for a team to get swept, because if you get swept, Shaq got swept. Shaq got swept, and even he was like, there were certain games where they should have won that, but he felt like he couldn't do it all by himself. And a part of me kind of gets that, because basketball is a team game. You need the right players at the right time to be on fire. Same thing with NFL, but NFL you can more streak in, and the best team might not always win. AKA my Giants, because we were definitely not the best team against the Patriots both times, and we still gave them the business. Yeah, I mean, it's bum ass Patriots fans, but that's neither here nor there. I think that's all I really got to say. The Grizzlies are the Grizzlies. OKC's not going far. Yeah, I think that is all I got to say on that topic. Okay, so we're gonna start on more of a funny note. Not non-sports related. This is more about gaming. Snoop Dogg has apparently left the FaZe group, or FaZe, what's it called? The FaZe Clan's board. And he apparently or allegedly has dropped 214 shares, or $214,000 worth of shares in doing so. Now, according to what this article says, he doesn't have any beef with the FaZe Clan members. He just probably didn't see where, he didn't like where it was going. Now, I haven't heard of FaZe in years. I haven't heard of FaZe since the Quickscope era of like 2013, 2014. Cold Duty Black Ops 1, 2, and 3, Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3. I haven't heard about them since then. I didn't even know they were still around. But their shares have dropped to like being pennies, pennies. And I think this is more of a business decision. Snoop is a businessman, He's a gamer too, sportsman too, but he's also a businessman. And when you see something failing and it's not working, eventually you just gotta call it what it is, and chuck it up to the game and move on with your life. But the FaZe Clan has just been faltering. Nobody really, I haven't even heard a lot of people talk about it. I've been noticing it on the low. But to say that I've been outright, glancing, keeping my eyes on it, I'd be lying. I do remember about him coming into FaZe, though. I do remember that. I do remember seeing that report. But he only lasted a year. So that's how I know that the FaZe Clan is struggling. Because how you lose Snoop Dogg's, the main man known for smoking weed on stream and, playing games for leaving his stream on because he got too high and forgot to turn it off. The whole nine yards. How do you lose that dude because of company difficulties? That's hilarious. But, so according to what this article says, right? The company has seen multiple executive resignations in the past year, and its fortunes haven't recovered since its initial public listing. It recorded a loss of $168.5 million. Nah, son. If you include a one-time accounting charge of $115.3 million and lost $55.3 million if you don't include the charge. By the way, it's worse than the company's net loss of $36.9 million in the 2021 financial year. Yeah, no, this is a business. It's a business decision. Stu doesn't want his name a part of a failing business, and I get that. You know, you gotta do what you have to. But this is a business decision. I don't think anybody at FaZe really is really gonna be like, oh, we lost Snoop Dogg. It's the beginning of the end. They see this end coming, and it's coming at them quick, and there's nothing they can do about it. Now, there could be multiple reasons outside of that, outside of, you know, money, but it's looking like to be mostly a money issue, and they're probably tired of paying people large sums because they're losing large sums right now, especially that one-time fee. That's a big-ass one-time fee. But yeah, that was just to start off on a funny note. Now to get to the main topic, Google executive, I think his name was. Oh, the insider blocked it. I can't really see it. But oh, is this it? Here we go. This is it. No, that's not it. Well, I guess we'll skip that because the insider has a little you gotta pay to get the article thing up. So, Watch Dogs on PC. Watch Dogs. The Last of Us. I don't know why I thought Watch Dogs. The Last of Us. You know, they released their PC port, and a lot of people have been a little unhappy with it. I can tell you that. There's been numerous glitches. Now, there are people who haven't dealt with anything at all. You know, that's just how PC gaming is. You got people that go through major bugs, and you got that could brick their whole PC, and then you got people who go through nothing at all. They don't see not one glitch. They get the game perfectly as done. But we gotta call it spade and spade. Now, if my boy Arsenal was here, he'd be like, oh, they don't know what to talk about. You know, games come out like this. But it's something I've been meaning to talk about. And it's not just a Naughty Dog thing, so don't get this confused. I'm generalizing this with companies like Rockstar, Ubisoft, you know, the Fallout series, Skyrim, I'm just forgetting their name. They could be Ubisoft too, but I don't think they are. Oh, they're Bethesda. Bethesda. I'm tired of these games coming out broken. Now, Bethesda's always been known to do, so they're a little different. I'm tired of games coming out, and they try to patch the game to being to how it should have been when it first came out. We have to stop this. You cannot keep trying to patch games after they come out. If I pay $70, hell, $60 for a game, and that game comes out broken, I want my money back. There's no way you can argue to say, oh, well, it's just a game. Motherfucker, I paid $70 for that fucking game. Do you know how many groceries I could have got? Now you can make the argument, why are you playing games? Motherfucker, this is 2023. Not 2003. Motherfuckers play games, and a lot of people know it. It's not a new avenue. And the fact that these dudes are trying to say, oh, we just patch the game once it comes out, because we seen it with Fallout 76. Saw it respectfully with No Man's Sky, even though I thoroughly enjoy that game. Now we're seeing it with The Last of Us PC port. You saw it with the Red Dead Redemption port. I don't know about Grand Theft Auto. I'm not going to say Grand Theft Auto, but it could have been like that too. We've seen it with numerous games of them having it come out. Cyberpunk. Numerous games come out. The Witcher 3 was like that, but a lot of people forget that because now they fixed the game up. I mean, I say in totality. They fixed up a lot of the bugs that they originally had. But I am tired of games coming out, and they come out not complete, numerous bugs. I'm tired of it. This is why when they started talking about patches, way back when for Modern Warfare, I think it was 3, they said, oh, we're going to now implement patches into the Xbox 360 and PS3, right? They put it in there. I told people, oh, what's going to happen is they're going to end up dropping a game, and it's not going to be complete. It's going to be incomplete, not finished, and then they're gonna end up patching the game in. Devious, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a good thing. It means they can now add new things to the games, and that's a valid point. They can add stuff and take stuff away. However, if the game comes out and the game's not even fucking done yet, They're adding stuff that should have been in the game when it first came out. You don't know what they're talking about. Now look, 2023, we have so many games coming out broken that we pay $60 for. Now $70 if you play on PS5. $70 for. And that shit's fucking broken. Broken. Like, broken to smithereens. And everybody's like, oh, this is bullshit, this is that, this is the third. But then they proceed to buy it anyways. It's like me with 2K. I know that shit's gonna be ass every year. But it's the only 2K game. We don't have that excuse with other games. It's not like Madden, to where there's only one Madden. It's not like 2K, to where there's only 2K. It's not like FIFA, to where there's only really one FIFA game. We don't speak about the other one, because the other one's fucking trash. It's horrible. And I'm tired of it. It's one thing to be a free-to-play game, to where you might need more patches than most, because your main revenue is really off of microtransactions. And I understand, this is a business, you gotta make money somehow. But you have to be reasonable in your business model. Because that's why we've seen a lot of free-to-play games fail, because they went pay to win, realistically. And it's all started since the patches came out. Games have been coming out broken. Even free-to-play games that are supposed to be free came out broken. Then they got a patch, patch, patch. And then once they patch it to a reasonable state, the audience might have left it. Straight up. Might have left. I mean, I left, found another game. The reason why Fortnite stays alive and why Warzone stays alive is because it has the Call of Duty tag on it. And Fortnite is always putting shit in their game. Attack on Titans. Avengers. Hell, they might have had Berserker in there at one point. Hunter x Hunter, I think was in there. But they've had so many different games. And that one game, to where you could make the argument that they've had eight games in one game, while still being a battle royale game. Apex. They don't add as much stuff, but they keep their game consistently good, so it's a little different. And when their game came out, it was already pretty good. I'm not gonna say it was perfect. That'd be a lie. But it was still okay. It was still a lot better than what people were expecting, especially out of a free-to-play game. And since that is also based off of the Titanfall universe, which a lot of people don't know about. But I feel like all this started with, patches being brought in. Microtransactions have low-key been in since, like, Modern Warfare, I think. Modern Warfare 2, so I'm not that surprised about that. You could always buy, like, a golden gun skin for like $5 or whatever. But these microtransactions have gotten a little ridiculous, though. I've seen microtransactions go for, like, $50, $60, and it's like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? 2K needs to fucking relax. The fact that it costs almost $100 to, you gotta spend $70 to get the game, then you have to spend another $60 to $70 to make a bill with your micro. That's why I don't play micro anymore. It's too fucking expensive. I got other bills that I gotta worry about now. It's crazy saying that now, because way back when, I had to focus only on just getting games. But now I got other activities that I gotta worry about that are coming up. But yeah, man, like, it's just becoming so exhausting. Oh, that's what it was. The Google Stadia director quietly dipped out the company. Now, I tell people about streaming. I have no issue with streaming games, but to say that it's reliable enough to where everybody will be able to do it, that's just a bullshit ass lie. And then I know what people are gonna say, as internet speeds catch up around the world, you're gonna see more people start heading toward streaming and digital. Oh. Am I a digital gamer pretty much exclusively? Yes. But I buy all, well, let me not say I buy all. I buy most of my games. I buy most of my games. And it's just you just it, I just don't see it, I've seen some laggy games, man. I've been a part PS Now at one point was just so laggy, especially when you're doing platforms. You cannot have input delay. But, I just don't think it needs a lot more time. It needs way more time. I just don't see it happening right now. People are talking about in the next 5, 10 years. I don't see it happening. Give it 2025, maybe 30. It's just the reliability of streaming, the reliability of internet and Wi-Fi or wired. It's just been so topsy-turvy. We do have fiber slowly being spread throughout the nation, but it's gonna take longer with the world. Now, I do know there's no streaming, there's no data caps in Europe. Because realistically, data caps shouldn't exist because data really doesn't need that. It's not a physical thing. It's a. Guess you could say it's more of a server processing thing. But Europeans don't have it. So, but that's neither here nor there. I just don't see it taking off now. I don't. I'd be lying to you if I said I do. I've made this point. I've assessed this point multiple times on my other podcast. Streaming music is one thing. I get that. But streaming a podcast, streaming a game to where input delay might matter, whether it be multiplayer, single player, R2S, platformer, puzzle game, action adventure, whatever it may be. It's just it's like when people tell me that NBA and Madden should stop doing yearly releases and do a monthly subscription. I said the problem with that model is that they lose money. They don't make money. And when people tell me, well, they make money in the long term, I said no, they wouldn't. In the long term, you spend $70 to buy NBA, right? I'll use NBA because that's the game I know the best. So you spend $70. Then for every new character you make, that's another $60 to $70. So people build builds and builds and builds. Maybe not now, but back then, builds. One time I had four or five different builds on 2K. So that's 60. What? All I can tell you is right now, I at one point I was spending at least. So I was spending over $200. Spending $240 to have four builds. Now, if they did a monthly, what would you do? A monthly subscription, and then you get VC for every month. So what? You do a $20 subscription, and then you can. That it's still to me. Now it's that the players respectfully and me, and this is me knowing my community. They're gonna want a new game. They don't want no 2K21, and you stop there. They're gonna want 2K22, 2K23 because it makes it feel like a different game, even though it's not. Maybe in terms of fluidity, controls, mechanics, animations. There might be some change, but the overall graphics of the game is not going to change. And us 2K fans pretty much know it at this point. I actually like the more the 2K16 graphical style compared to the newer versions of it. But that could just be me. But this was streaming and these monthly subscriptions has been things as WoW. But WoW kind of did WoW did it the best. And everybody's been trying to copy them, and it's not for every format. So you just gotta call it spade to spade. Do I have anything else to really say? I don't think so. So we shall move on to the next topic. Okay, I didn't expect this to be a long podcast because one, it's a pilot. So it doesn't have to be the longest thing in the world. This one can be relatively short, but I'm gonna end it off with some NFL talk, with some good old NFL jargon. Now, the Ravens just signed Odell to what was it, $16.5 million contract. Now, I started looking into the depth of the contract. The biggest part of it is the signing bonus, which is 13.8 million, but the base salary is only $1 million, and the rest is in incentives. Now people are saying this is what happens when you have an agent. Why the fuck are the Ravens paying $18 million for Odell? If you want to talk about a position that needs you to be athletic, wide receivers, cornerbacks, running backs. Titans aren't to be the most athletic, but generally those are the more athletic based positions because you need to be quick, you need to be agile, you need to be able to wiggle, move, and you sign a dude that's just coming off a torn ACL, and I've heard numerous people say, oh, the reason as to why they're not paying Lamar is because of his injury history. So you sign a ACL ridden Odell Beckham. When Lamar's still not on contract, hell, you put him on a on a franchise tag, a unrestricted franchise tag, so you didn't have to pay him $45 million. So you put him on that, and then we see to sign Odell to $18 million. Fuck the signing bonus. Just off the fact that most of your receivers only make $6 million. That's neither here nor there. It's neither here nor there. I am just confused. They don't want to pay, and there are certain teams that are like this. The Bengals being infamously known for this, they don't like to pay big bucks. And I get it. You're more of a small franchise. Baltimore, not that. Baltimore has been known to get rings. 2000s being one of the best defensive teams, the best one, if not the best defensive team of all time. It's just a little confused, and you can make the argument, oh, it's because he had an agent. His agent was able to hassle them to get them to maybe give a big signing bonus. I get that. I'm not here to discredit what the advantages of an agent are. But 18 million, bro? Nah, I'm not rolling. I don't care if it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. 18 million for a wide receiver. And I get it. He now has a ring. He got a ring with the Rams. So when you have a ring attached to your name, when you have Super Bowl champion attached to your name, yesterday's price isn't today's price. I understand that. But still, for Odell, I don't know, man. I don't know. 18 million. It makes it even worse than that. Odell's about to lose his QB. So he went to the team at the worst time. You could have went to the Jets if he wanted like another ring. But hey, he's a free agent. He gets to do what he wants to, and then he decided to come to the Ravens. And me personally, I wouldn't have added Lamar because I know Lamar's about to be about it. If I wouldn't even go on Twitter, and I wouldn't even say nothing. I mean, I guess he's there now, so you got to go with who's there and what you have now. But Lamar's just a stronger man than me because I would definitely taken the bell route and definitely sat my little ass out. But hey, maybe he has a plan. If he does have a plan, I don't think he does based upon how it's been going with his own agent. He's really been doing the best with his what? Well, I guess his mom is his agent. They haven't been doing the best when it comes down to securing them and Cam Newton. Cam Newton's getting on my nerves though. No disrespect to Cam Newton, and I'm not here to say hell. He's a former MVP. He went all the way to the Super Bowl. He just lost to the Broncos because they had a stifling defense. He's not that guy anymore. Call a spade a spade. He's not that guy, and we gotta see it for what it is. I agree with Shannon Sharp. I agree with Uncle Shannon. He's not that guy. And unfortunately, with him, with the way he came off, I don't think he intentionally meant for it to come off like this. But it came off as if he was trying to make like a wish list. Oh, I'll be backup to these guys because these guys I know that are better than me. You got to be a backup for whatever team wants you. Realistically, I understand everybody wants to be able to pick the job. Everybody wants to be able to pick the job to which they go to. But if you ain't got a job and teams aren't calling. And he himself said after the Auburn showcasing, teams didn't call. Then that might be, the way of saying maybe the course to which you are doing it is not the course that they approve of. And maybe you have to start saying, I'll be a backup for whoever, and I'll just be, I'll be that guy that, oh, you gotta do it this way. Being what a bench QB does, supporting the starter. Also, of course, competing for him. But also being, oh, you should have seen this. Maybe this could help you. It's football, so it's a man's game. But I think Cam's been taking it the wrong way. I definitely don't think the Ravens should have gave Odell $18 million. I don't care if it's $6 million in incentives and it's just a big signing bonus. I don't care. You don't give that man that money, especially off of two ACLs, numerous injuries. It's nah, that ain't it. And it sounds like he's gonna be catching passes from a scrub. I would have went to the Jets, me personally. I'm a man that's about rings. You sign your 2-3 year deals, and then you move on from that franchise, and then you don't have to worry about them. But yeah, we're gonna keep it short, this podcast. Nothing long, nothing egregious. I don't want to retire you guys out. I just want to start building the foundation to this new podcast. I don't know if I'm going to have guests. I probably will have guests. But yeah, it has been your boy Huey, also known as Devious, and I will see you guys in episode 2.